Blog Talk Radio.
Good dude. I know you love me like cooked food. Even though these hoes steady on me and they won't move. That's that brick wall mentality. And I am Humpty Dumpty sitting on top of them casually. If I fall, I only need you to put it back together. But you change like the weather. I thought we weathered the storm until you took my umbrella. And left me in this rain, left me feeling all this pain. But I won't feel it for long. Keep a baddie waiting in the wings. You know it, I be on. Lose one, find two. Let neither of them be you. Bougie queen or ratchet diva shit. Neither of them would do. Long as we fuck tonight and tomorrow. It takes away my sorrow. Damn, I'm feeling like a sucker, motherfucker. How to carry like a blooper. You're only one girl, bitches, men, like a Cooper.
Two chicks waiting for me. 26 bottles of Patron. We on it, ain't stopping till 8 in the morning. I'm just trying to get even. I just wanna get even. And when I'm even, I'm leaving. Gotta get even, even.
Bitterness makes the heart grow colder. And absence makes the heart grow fonder. But only of them other bitches over yonder. That's with that nasty shit and anything else I ponder. Christian, but a Viking to the core. And I vow to give this dick to a few that I ignore. If they offer me that cut it like a sword. Soon as I touch down, them whores will let me score. I'm saying no, this dick used to be yours. But you chose to throw this glass called love down to the floor. A million pieces and I can't do shit but sweep it. Under the rug and one day that a piss your soul. Can't create a hole where you bleed without control. And leave a scar that you always try to hide. And remind you of good times left behind. But I'ma fuck these bitches to keep you off my mind.
Two chicks waiting for me. 26 bottles of Patron. We on it, ain't stopping till 8 in the morning. I'm just trying to get even. I just wanna get even. And when I'm even, I'm leaving. I just gotta get even, even.
I can't remember feeling like this ever, hoping this menage make a nigga feel better. You behind my back with a Richard Lawson tie. And when your ass get caught, ain't even putting up a fight. Ding ding, we are now celebrating our divorce. No breakup intercourse. I guess you love that nigga, huh? Three words, bitch, fuck that nigga, huh? Fatter Mac, go ahead and fuck that nigga, please. Cause two freaky bitches, all y'all really need. They cause amnesia, thoughts of you disappear. One on her knees, one sitting on my lips, yeah. One taking this while she eating that. Oh, he dumped you? Shit, I kinda figured that. But you and I, we can never be the same. Recorded the session, watch me as I do my thing.
Two chicks waiting for me. 26 bottles of Patron. We on it, ain't stopping till 8 in the morning. I'm just trying to get even. I just wanna get even. And when I'm even, I'm leaving. I just gotta get even.
You already know what time it is, Tweety. What's up, world? It's your boy, the ridiculous DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live via 7,000 feet from up under the ground. You're under dig. And check this out. You know what I'm saying? Tweety Bird Central is not trying to hear it. Because guess what? We got the Real Talk Roundtable in full effect every Tuesday night, you know what I'm saying, from 8 to 10 p.m., so y'all check us out, you know what I'm saying, don't be no slouch, you know what I'm saying, check us out, you know what I'm talking about, I'm out this thing, you know what I'm talking about, for real, Trill.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Know what I'm saying? Turn the sound up a little bit. Turn it up a little bit.
I don't think you need to rip
in my
head,
man.
I don't think you need to rip.
Put on the love of music, motherfucker.
Yeah, turn that shit up just a little bit, Jack.
This is my motherfucker.
Bump it up a little bit.
Bring it to the body music, motherfucker.
What?
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
AMA. Holla back. Know what I'm saying?
Get it, nigga.
Get your motherfucking ass down. Yeah.
Get your ugly ass down. You rockin' to the sound of the underground. And funky, 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 funky is the sound. You rockin' to the sound of the underground. Come get it, doors open, your ass is welcome to it. I will rearrange you worse than the Rubik's Cube. Through this dude, lyrically speaking, you couldn't touch this with a hammer. This is by the workshop ground. And I'm the brother from the bricks that the city knocked down. I been chopping the slab before my feet hit the ground. When the tunes hit the scene, watch the suckers get nervous, disgusted. Now they in the back, stashing they purses like we want something from them. But we just looking, didn't laugh. You just no half or no autograph, sucker ass. My hot spit'll make Oprah wanna bone me and take the rest of said man's half and blow it on me high. I'm never nice with mine, I'm ignorant on the track. Buzzing trunks like headboards when I kill some cat. So why you stereotype? I'm painting pictures like William, so you can call me Mr. Stereo Hype. I'm forcing circuits to burn out from dehydration. My energy on turntables is blacker than Darth Vader. And I got some more shit to keep your ass from
what
being bored. It's a ridiculous underground overlord. Get down.
Get your motherfucking ass down, nigga. Everybody, lay the fuck down. Y'all bullshit out there. We ain't playing Mississippi, nigga.
Cause y'all know who it is and y'all know who it be. More props are coming from B-Town. Your monkey ass need to get down. Get your ugly ass down. Cause this is how it pounds for the underground. And funky, 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 funky is the sound. Get your ugly ass down. I'm still laughing at these niggas who don't know the truth cause they hooping about figures. Who don't know the youth cause they hooping about triggers. Who don't know the youth and grow them up to be killers. And now mathematics and taught them how to be dealers. And when the police get them, teach them how to be squillers. For a super hot charge, for a small misdemeanor. So once your face is on front page, you know we gon' see you. I wouldn't wanna be you, you in a microscope. And now your ass is the joke, yapping about some dope. Rappers are still writing, producers writing. Too. You better watch it, dog. They ass might be biting you. Don't let your hard work flush down the drain. Cause that was my mentality before Katrina came. This shit is universal. This shit don't stop. That planet rock. It's the show shot. Nigga, get down.
Get your motherfucking ass down, nigga. We ain't playing. Lay the fuck down. That nigga saw it, nigga. Short Q. Lay the fuck down. Right now. Nigga, we ain't playing. Get money. If it ain't 10 G's or better, me and my niggas all day fucking with. Huh? If it ain't Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, lay the fuck down. Lay the fuck down. My niggas saw it. We run this shit, man. Y'all better get with this shit right here. Below the level music, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Workshop for life. Boss Records, niggas. My nigga Scorpio, we always told them niggas, lay the fuck down. Lay the fuck down. Huh? Go on in your boy. Get a cup. Huh? Yeah.
My name is Cage Mercer, and I'm locked in the Tweety Bird Central. Turn it up.
Benny Alvarez.
Subtotal.
No? Nice guy.
$283,107.65. You want a company check here?
I got 284.6.
This is not possible. The machine will make mistakes.
Let's call it again.
No, come on.
This is business. Come on. You're talking $1,500. ain't coming outside to kick it with my niggas tonight. I gotta count this paper. I'ma stay in and count this paper. I gotta stay in and count this paper. Whatever work I got, it sells. Keep the stash for a sunny day, and I need bail. Like the mailbox, I'm getting that mail. I hustle. Ain't no P.O., so my piss ain't clear. You can learn a thing or two from the dog, that's real. Like how to push 50K and bring back a meal. Like how to shine with diamonds in your PC grill. Like how to eyeball the work identical to the scale. Now pack it, zip it, pack it, wrap shit up, ship it. Here come trash bags, paper all fold up. Make my bitch earn the money naked. Don't wanna hurt nobody if a Ben Frank is taken. I ain't coming outside to kick it with my niggas tonight. I gotta count this paper. I'ma stay in and count this paper. I gotta stay in and count this paper. And I ain't coming outside to kick it with my bitches tonight. I gotta count this paper. I'ma stay in and count this paper. I gotta stay in and count this paper.
Hello?
If I need two Oreos to put the cream in the middle, and on your way, hit the store and grab a bag of them Skittles.
Where?
Not metal, bro, cause it's hot in the hood. Should I holler when you hit me in the back of Pinewood?
I'm counting money like a bank teller. Ain't shit you can tell us. We a dynasty like Rockefellers. Talking shit, we'll rock you fellas. Try to put your hand on our pies, nigga, we'll rock you fellas. The weed loud, good gas, shit, I know you can smell us. I see you sniffing Reggie, smoking ass, I know why you jealous. Blame it all on your culture of the next generation. From the 80s, they been hating, but I ain't got time for that hating. I'm trying to count 20, 40, 60, 80 to 100. Reset 20, 40, 60, 80 to 100. How fast can Coop can get from 0 to 100? But this liquor got me saying dumb shit. Happy nigga moment. Shake it off, shake it off. Yeah, I'm back up on it. Knockout.
TKO.
I'm waiting on my next opponent. And if you feeling like getting that paper, bro, I'ma throw it. I'm about a dollar, I put my whole setup on it. And I ain't coming outside to kick it with you niggas tonight. I got some more paper to count. Gotta sail across town, nephew run that route. Niggas hollering that gangster shit, but ain't about what we bout. Fuck it, they can have it, I got money to count.
Oh man, I know y'all ain't think I forgot. Come on, ladies. Y'all know I got something for you.
Let's go. She say she gon' shake it for them 101.
Let me see you, baby.
Body red hot like the summer sun. Can I get your number for a 1-on-1? Ain't nobody stopping till we both done. She gon' make me lose. I just broke a 24 with dime piece. Smile so bright, she can blind me. Put that ass tight just to Cali. She been searching like a water, come and find me. Leg open in the middle, I be framing. Stripper spitting on the mic, she be rhyming. I can dig it with a shovel, gold mining. Ask me if I eat it, then I'm dining. I know we got a phone, we can speak on. The clock say a perfect time to get your freak on. Got a mind blown like a flat tire. Let's build, add a stone to my empire. I
mama did so wrong, but it feels right. Real nice, still price, brighter than the feel like. Live like short dresses and heel tight. About to go to work, let me show you what my skills like, baby. She say she gon' shake it for the money ones. Body red hot like the summer sun. Can I get your number for a one-on-one? Ain't nobody stopping till we both done. She gon' make me lose.
Real Talk Roundtable, baby. We in the hit out.
Paperfall Bros.
I be on my mind half the time, man. Where did I put those papers? Roll some lime. I'm sublime, trying to own my old skyscrapers. On my grind, in my prime, trying to get a few bags, nothing major. Pick up with the moves and shakers. With my Henny straight with no chasers. On my mind half the time, man. Where did I put those papers? Roll some lime. I'm sublime, trying to own my old skyscrapers. On my grind, in my prime, trying to get a few bags. Pick up with the moves and shakers. With my Henny straight with no chasers. Dreams of pushing up foreign. Being head to toe with St. Laurent. Already studied for my exam. So I'm hit that I'm high scoring. We're really trying to live from check to check. I'd rather run up a bad world touring. Easy's on my feet. But my bank account edge on they out they mind. They hate my grind. Man, that's truly broke behavior. Not trying to shine. I'm trying to find whatever I do it major. Enhance my grind. It's so fine. To get that new bag on one paper. My father told me to work off it. It'll pay off for me later. I am BG, Mrs. PG. Coming smack at you, my dripping 3D. Ranch on my flats, with cheese on my stacks. My goal is the stars, and I'm shooting for that. Ruin myself, I don't do the cap. Life is a marathon, doing my laps. RIP Nipsey, and thank you for that. I'm in my mode, just know it's a ride.
I be on my mind half the time, man. Where did I put those papers? Roll some lime, I'm sublime. Trying to own my old skyscrapers. On my grind, in my prime. Trying to get a few bags, nothing major. Pick up with the moves and shakers. With my Henny straight, with no chasers. On my mind half the time, man. Where did I put those papers? Roll some lime, I'm sublime. Trying to own my old skyscrapers. On my grind, in my prime. Trying to get a few bags, nothing major. Pick up with the moves and shakers. With my Henny straight, with no chasers.
I be out my mind half the time. Shot after shot till I doze off, damn near blind, but I'm fine. I still clearly see my ghost up. We up next, no more in line. When we there, that's when I take a load off. But to be honest, that's probably a lot too. There's no way to turn go mode off. Trying to fill up some venues. Filet mignon, my menu. And to be honest, y'all would be proud of me if you truly knew what I've been through. I work for every single bitch straight out the basement. Nobody gave me shit. We here for a good time, not alone. When I took my life serious, I never played with it. Single father, I never complained. Raising my daughter and giving her game. Buy you some land to heal with a chain. Depend on no man, secure your own change. Follow nobody, just do your own thing. Take your faith with you and watch how you gain. Far as you making me proud, there's no need to worry. I've been there from the moment you came.
I be on my mind half the time, man. Where did I put those papers? Roll some lime, I'm sublime. Trying to own my old skyscrapers. On my grind, in my prime. Trying to get a few bags, nothing major. Pick up with the moves and shakers. With my Henny straight with no chasers. On my mind half the time. Where did I put those papers? Roll some lime, I'm sublime. Trying to own my old skyscrapers. On my grind, in my prime. Trying to get a few bags, nothing major. Pick up with the moves and shakers. With my Henny straight with no chasers.
Guys, we got a moment to chit-chat with T-Rex of Two Factor Media, and we have him on the line. How are you doing this afternoon, T-Rex?
I'm doing pretty good, Bliss, and not stressed, but definitely fortunate to be here another day. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm hanging in there. I got a lot of stuff going on. As you know, you and I are working on partnering on a couple of projects that we have coming up soon. So I'm excited about that. And I do want you to take a few minutes, though, and tell the people, what does Two Factor Media have going on over there?
Two Factor Media is formerly the Live by Terrence Network. And we have so many projects coming up. We have been reaching out to many record labels as far as pipelining their artists through our podcasting and live TV interview broadcasts. So we basically just trying to help the independent artists to get on a bigger platform. We are fortunate to be partnered with the Hype magazine, and also I am the host of the DJ Dance Party with DJ Ty Infamous of Two Factor Media. So with those partnerships, and we just continue to expand, and we are in the Atlanta market, and it's just allowing us to create even more avenues for artists and talent to be able to come on to our shows via audio or video. And so that's what Two Factor is all about. We are all about loving God and loving people.
And I'm so proud of you guys and everything that you're doing. I am a part of Two Factor Media as well. I am doing all of the digital graphics and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm excited to be a part of the team as well. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the DJ Dance Party, because you guys be going off over there. Tell me a little bit about how you guys came up with the concept for that show, and maybe some of the people that are affiliated with making that show happen.
Well, you know, my admiration for the life of Bob Marley, what he stood for, just love and peace, and he was a rebel, very revolutionary on his thoughts and how he was trying to motivate people. I know people look at him in the light of smoking weed and stuff, but that's not what he's about. And if people think that what he stands for, then they don't even know the legacy of Bob Marley. So the DJ Dance Party pretty much spins from that. One of the lyrics he said in one of his songs, one thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain. Music is a very universal language, and it moves you in many directions. It makes you dance, it makes you think, it makes you happy or sad. It controls all our emotions and all our feelings. So the show embodies all of that, the music, the dance, the fashion, and conversation. So we putting all this together. Yeah, we've been doing a test run, so coming soon, we're going to have a full-blown show where it's going to be Soul Train meets 106 and Park meets American Bandstand, and it's just going to be so revolutionary. And today's show, it's going to be something that you hopefully had never seen before. We're not trying to duplicate everything. We're just trying to push the movement of love and positivity into the light, along with the music, the dance, fashion, and talk.
Okay, you guys, now we're going to swap it up a little bit, and we're going to go way across the internet to Grindheart Radio. We're going to chat it up with Jit Chronicles, okay? All right, so we got Jit Chronicles on the line, and I'm super excited. He is one of my mentors, has been helping me along with this radio since we got started, and I just want you to tell the people a little bit about Jit Chronicles and Grindheart Radio.
What's going on, Tweety B? I just want to say peace to you, Queen, and thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to come on and promote Grindheart Radio. This is your boy, Jit Chronicles, a.k.a. the Black Larry King. I'm 38 years old, hailing from Duval County, Florida. A lot of folks may know that as Jacksonville, Florida. I've been doing Grindheart Radio. Actually, we just celebrated 10 years of being on the air, you know, so I'm a young entrepreneur, independent entrepreneur that's trying to make things work out here for reality radio, because that's what we like to call Grindheart Radio. And with our station, we interview independent artists, bloggers, you know, just anybody that's in the entertainment industry pertaining to the underground. And like I said, we've been doing this for the last 10 years, and we like to pride ourselves on being reality radio. So when you listen to Grindheart Radio, you get good conversation, you get good guests, You also get a peek into our lives as well, you know, because everybody on Ground Hard Radio that's on that panel, we are artists, we are entrepreneurs, we are DJs, you know what I'm saying? So for a show to cater to the underground, and then you also have the panel that's underground, I think that's a cool thing. And then, like I said, at the end of the day, you kind of get to know your host a little bit better. You know, as an artist, we struggle just like artists out there, you know. So I think it's one hell of a combination with Ground Hard Radio, and y'all should definitely check us out, Ground Hard Radio at groundhardradio.com.
What's up, y'all? This your man, Cadillac Man. March 20th, that's right, March 20th, my birthday. I'm having a big birthday bash down in Auburn, Alabama at Uncle Charlie's Sports Bar and Grill with some local artists such as my friend Tweety Bird. Also, I'm going to have from Opelika, Jordan D. Hunt, LLJ out of Montgomery. We got Marquis of Soul coming from Memphis, Tennessee. We got Uncle E out of Atlanta, Georgia. We got Coffee Brown from Atlanta, Georgia. It's going to be a treat. March 20th. See you there down in Auburn, Alabama at Uncle Charlie's Sports Bar and Grill. That's 403 Opelika Road.
Hey fellas, how many of y'all know ain't no woman like a Southern soul woman? And you know what? I had to learn that the hard way. Ain't no woman like a Southern soul woman. Gotta find me a Southern soul woman and make that woman mine. One who get up early in the morning, pick my breakfast, bring it to my bed. Yeah, yeah. Go to work and work hard all day long, and come home and make sure that I'm fed. Late in the midnight hour, she put a smile on my face. Ooh-wee. When she roll over and touch me, my heart began to race. What I'm trying to say, y'all, when I got with them Southern Soul girls, that they can cook,
They can clean up, they're caring, they're compassion, they're loving, and they're patient. Ooh-wee. What I'm trying to say, fellas, is that ain't no woman like a Southern Soul woman.
Slip up and you do it. Hope it's on one sleeve. So get your butt on. Hey, this is T-Rex of Two Factor Media, and you are tuned into Real Talk Roundtable on Tweety Bird Central.
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on, team? What's happening?
Hey, what's happening?
Uh-oh, what's good?
We in this raggedy-ass bitch. You know what I'm talking about? Trill.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Tweety, I like that record.
Yeah.
What was the name of that record?
Which one, honey?
The
blues
song.
Just
yeah.
That song, you guys, is Secret Dimension Jovan, Roll Like a Tootsie Roll. And it is available on all major platforms. And,
I like that shit.
Yeah. You go grab it.
Rolling like a Tootsie Roll.
I want to give a big shout out to Jit Chronicles at Groundhog Radio, groundhogradio.com, hey, for the little mini interview that we had earlier today. I appreciate you. Big shout out and salute to Sam on that end. And also to T-Rex Factor Media. We appreciate you for stopping by, hanging out with us, and giving us a little insight on Two Factor Media and a little bit about what they have going on over there. Now, I do have their entire interviews, and I will be playing that for you guys at some point. We just ran out of time today because, baby, I am tired, okay? I've been going, and this energizer button is shit down. You understand me? Some things that we are going to get into tonight, you guys, for Real Talk Roundtable. So I'm going to pass the mic to Snipe and let him get into his questions for the evening. All right. Here we go.
All right, y'all. All right. Y'all know I got to be funny. Y'all know me, right? So, yeah, I've been made questions. I've been made these random questions, so I'm just going to go around the whole room and, you know, I'm just going to ask random questions and whatever you give me, we're going to roll with it, okay? So I'm going to start. I'm going to start with rock, okay?
Oh, shit.
Name, if you was driving your car down the street, name something that will make you wreck your car and you cannot name a cell phone.
A fine-ass woman walking across the street. That would definitely make me crash my car.
We gonna roll with that because that's what happened to my uncle back in the 90s. You know, he was driving, trying to look at that girl at the bus stop.
Wait, what happened?
You know, my uncle was trying to, you know, be Mr. Mac Daddy. You know, riding down the street, seeing some girl at the bus stop. I guess she had an ass or whatever. I don't know, but he was like, man, I totaled my car. I was like, how can you total your car looking at somebody at the bus stop? And he just said, you don't even want to know. You don't even want to know. So I really assumed that he broke
Man, you do not wreck your car, guys, looking at nobody's ass now. Come on now. Y'all got, I'm going to need y'all to do better than that.
It has happened. It has happened.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Okay. Number two. This is crazy, but I'm gonna go ahead with this question. Anton, you in survival mode. You only got two choices. You only can eat either fish food or cat food. Which one you picking?
Damn.
Did you say fish food or cat food?
Fish food or cat food?
Damn.
I mean the cat food.
Okay.
Okay. You eating the cat food. I got to see why. Because, you know, you feed them tuna and stuff like that. They like that. But that fish food, I don't know about that.
Exactly.
I don't know what's that.
Yeah, you don't know what's in that fish food.
So
you're right. It's smell like this.
All right, man. You know you put
like
it in water, it disappears. Like, it just dissolves so quick in your mouth. So I don't see how the fish can get full off that, but, you know, we ain't eating that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Quitty, this should be easy for you because I know I hear a lot of these words come out your mouth. But what is your favorite curse word to use and why?
Quitty, what's your favorite curse word?
My favorite cuss word is motherfucker. Like, it's motherfucker, you know, because motherfuckers just piss you off. And then it's like, you stupid motherfucker. You know what I mean? Why are you pissing me off? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real now. Especially when the motherfucker trying to play me. And I'm like, motherfucker, really? You want to do that? Okay, let me do this. So, like, motherfucker is my real word. You know, it's like that.
She uses it so well, I want to adopt it sometimes. Like, you just don't use it as sound. You use it as an adjective. Sometimes you use it as
sound.
And it just seems like it's so powerful.
A pronoun.
Like, right.
Yeah.
Like, damn. I might need a
part of
that.
Right on.
Oh. All right, now I'm going to go back with Rock. This one's going to be kind of, you know, it might be hard, but we're going to try it anyway. Name something that everybody else, they say they love it, but you really think it's overrated and it cannot be loved. So we hear that too much.
I'll tell you one goddamn thing. I've heard Negroes throughout the years talk about their cause like it's a woman.
Okay.
Or like it's a bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know, they talk about this is my baby. Come on, man. Come on, son.
Hey. All you can do is drive.
Shit.
They don't even talk to you. You know what I'm saying?
Man, they talk about their cars. They describe their car like they describing a woman. They talk about, I popped the titties out. What you mean you popped the titties out? Oh, I took the top off. I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here, man. For real.
That is true, though. I feel you. Because I really feel like a car, you know what I'm saying, it only can do but so much, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yo,
you put gas, if it's not electric, you know what I'm saying, it's going to go stop on you. Like, it's going to clunk out on you, and you don't even know when. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then, second of all,
you got to get in the car to start the car up for the car to even move.
Right.
Now, when they come out with cars that just move, and you ain't got to be in the car because they trying to do it now, you know, with the parking mechanisms, you know what I'm saying? They trying to, you know, make it to where, okay, you can get outside your car and then you can stand up and then watch the car park itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they doing that now.
That's going to be crazy. That's going to be real crazy to see that. Like,
yo,
my car is going with nobody in it driving. Dang, how does that work? Like, you know what I'm saying? Is it like Uber? You gotta put the destination in? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Let me go down this line. Anton, if you could be on any sitcom, it don't matter which one it is, which one would you choose?
Which one? What
first? Sitcom. Like, it could be some back in the 80s, 90s, now. You know what I'm saying? Which one would you be on and why?
I say the Cosby Show, man, keeping it real. I would say out of every TV show, I'd have probably wanted to grow up in the Cosby House. You feel me?
So, oh, hell no. Put his ass on goddamn Sanford and Son.
let him play Rollo.
Hell no. Not no Cosby. Man. Shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, all right. Now, you know, I'm back on you. This is going to be real funny. Because I'm looking at it. I don't want to laugh while I ask you this question.
Right.
But I'm going to try not to laugh, okay? So,
okay.
If you could perform in a circus, what would you do?
You talking to me?
Yep.
Me?
Yep. So it's on you.
Let me get it right. I'm going to be the flamethrower. You're going to catch that fire coming up out of my mouth. Like, that's what I'm going to be.
Hey, you better not mess up.
Yeah.
You fuck around,
burn
your lips off.
I ain't like that girl that set her coochie on fire. Y'all remember when that girl set her coochie on
fire? Sweetie B said that shit because ain't no other position in the circus she's qualified for. You know what I'm talking about? she said flamethrower. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, that's the only job I can do because I know I ain't going to do none of this other punk-ass bullshit that they got going on.
And then
for real.
Black.
I'm not going to play no clown or nothing like that.
With that tiger,
no,
she ain't doing none of that. Them animals, y'all
can
keep all
of
them.
I ain't riding elephants.
You ain't rocking with no lions or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't rocking with no lions. You know.
You ain't hanging
from the ceiling, to walk the tightrope and all.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
She flushed the toilet. She flushed the toilet.
Rock, I got a nice question. Rock, this one, you might, I don't know, because you know what I'm saying, you might be the same age as this guy, but I don't know, you know what I'm saying, but I'm going to ask you this anyway.
Ooh.
So if you had to fight my boy Mike Tyson, right, for $1 million, and you had to last 6 rounds to win this million, or you don't go home with nothing, what would you do to win this money?
Wait. Hold on. You said I got to fight Mike Tyson for 6 rounds, or
yeah,
I don't go home
six
with
rounds.
Or nothing. I don't go home with nothing.
Nothing.
Well, I'm just going to go home with nothing because Mike Tyson is not going to knock the air out of my goddamn body. Period. Mike Tyson, nah, I don't like being punched on anyway, so you know I ain't gonna let no big, overgrown monkey-looking motherfucker like Mike Tyson hit my ass. I'm gonna have to kill him after that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what you might got to do, though, you know what I'm saying? Some people have success by hugging and biting his ear, so you might have to bite your ear off.
No, I ain't trying to bite no nigga ear, you know what I'm saying? He probably got more shit wrong with him than a little bit, and then I fucked around and take a bite out of his ass, and then that'll fuck me up. No, I'll pass on that.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to try to run around the ring. Y'all, you don't think running the work, like, just run around?
Running ain't going to work because he's going to get tired of running, and then he's going to stand there. And then we still ain't gonna fight no motherfucking six. We still ain't gonna fight six rounds. So fuck it. I'll just leave with nothing. Fuck that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
You might well not even go.
I'm gonna show my face. I'm gonna show up and then I'm gonna turn right around and walk right out the motherfucking door.
He gonna see that nigga come down the ring. He'll be like, I give up already.
Yeah. They play my intro. I'm coming down, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm about to beat somebody ass and shit. And then soon as the motherfucker think that I'm going to get in the ring, I'm going to turn right around and walk my black ass right back out the same door that I came in.
Oh, man.
Come on with it, Snipe. Shit, we ready for this shit.
Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more? Okay, Anton, if you knew you couldn't fail at, what would you do?
Repeat the first part of that. If I knew what?
If you knew you couldn't fail, like if you knew you couldn't fail at anything in the world that you tried to do, what would you do?
Make gold out of lead.
Hey. That's right.
Make gold out of lead.
Hey,
we gonna be big balling and shot calling if all the lead get turned into gold and shit. It's gonna be gold everywhere.
Can't mess with me in this gold.
Good work, right. Anton.
Tweety, you ready, Tweety? You know I always do some crazy stuff, man. So, yell out first word that comes to your mind right now. Just yell it out.
Sleeping!
Tweety, be so damn stupid, man.
Crazy.
That's real.
Look, y'all, this is my random question. This is fun, so I got more, but I ain't gonna keep going and going and going. But I'm gonna say some more, and I'm gonna come up with some more for y'all. Y'all better be prepared, because they're gonna get harder and funnier and worse.
It don't matter. We ready for this shit.
Bring it.
All right, you better be ready to fight Mike Tyson. I'm just saying, though.
No. I ain't ready to fight Mike Tyson. You know what I'm saying?
Rock.
She.
Rock. Look, I'll be your coach. You got to frustrate Mike. You got to frustrate him. Run around. Yeah. Make him go sit on that stool.
Snipe, you stupid. Snipe, you stupid. You so goddamn stupid.
Hey, we trying to get a meal, man. Yeah, I ain't trying to get you knocked out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not finna get myself knocked out because I'm not going in the ring with that motherfucker.
Hey, man, you sure? I'm going to bring you down there.
Oh, you gonna drop me off?
That's a damn silly man.
Never mind, Snipe, stay where you at.
Oh, this is fun though. I ain't gonna lie, this was fun. So this is the first round, so I'm gonna come with many more random questions for us. And you know, I know we tired, and I know we all keep grinding, keep working, and we need some sleep, and don't overdose on coffee, y'all.
That's a damn shame.
Hey. I ain't lying, y'all. For real. Okay, let me tell y'all. I'm finna play this. I want to know what it is.
Leo, when you gonna fix this raggedy shit?
Never mind my shit.
Cleo, won't you fix this raggedy shit?
Oh,
won't you fix this raggedy ass shit?
Fix it.
Don't be worried about my
fix it.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Who it is?
JJ, let me rock you for a second, man. All this Master Williams stuff, man. I'm not down with that, man. Make it sound like he's back on the plantation somewhere. He's like, Master Williams.
And Will.
Will.
That's a damn thing.
Y'all pretty good tonight. Who it is?
Well, goddamn, we ain't gonna never figure this shit out.
No, like.
Let me turn it up a little bit.
Tweety B played a goddamn sound effect and shit.
Oh my god, this is hard.
What is that?
It's to a movie,
motherfucker.
It's to a movie.
What's that, motherfucker? You so small. What's that?
Is it to a movie?
It is.
Is
not.
It to a movie?
It is to a TV series.
Oh, it's to a TV series. Okay. New York Undercover.
Okay.
Try again.
Why did you
tell
me no?
I gave you something.
Batman, maybe? I don't know.
Wrong.
Well, go on. Come on, tell us what it is, because we ain't gonna guess the motherfucker.
The answer is First 48.
I don't watch First 48. I don't watch First 48.
Oh, why not? That's a joke.
Because First 48 doesn't even interest me.
Find out who the snitch is.
No, but I'm saying First 48 ain't nothing but a show about how the police catch niggas.
No, it's really not, because they don't do what it actually shows is the police don't catch nobody. It's the people that tell on themselves and the other ones that come in there and tell on them, you know, if they're not willing to do that. That's what it really shows.
Yeah. Well, I don't watch that shit. I've seen it before, but I don't watch it.
Let's see what else. Let me see if you watch it.
We're going to the bear's house with a very sleepy bear.
is that the Care Bears or some shit?
No. Nope.
Oh my god.
He said we go into bed with a sleazy bow.
Okay, hold on.
One more time.
Play it again.
We're going to the bear's house with a very sleepy bear.
No, that's a TV show. I know that much. That's a TV show. I know that much. But which one is it? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Which one is it?
Dora the Explorer.
Oh, somebody know what's happening. Okay, then. That's Dora.
So
Dora.
You got it.
Dora.
Yeah, nigga, I knew I was gonna figure that shit out. Like that is a kid's show. Which kid's show is it? And I went to run in my brain. My brain went to run at 150 miles an hour. Like, is that Dora the Explorer?
Okay.
This is a show, and I could be your friend, but I'm gonna knock your ass out if you touch me again.
Now that's a comedy
cricket.
That's a comedy special.
What is it, guys?
Yeah, comedy jam.
Nope.
Martin Lawrence comedy jam or some shit.
Nope. Let's hear it one more time.
This is a show, and I could be your friend, but I'm gonna knock your ass out if you touch me again.
Is that a battle or some shit? A freestyle battle or something?
Sound like it, yeah.
Okay, you are ill?
Nope.
The only one I know is you are ill. Maybe have a fight night with the rappers.
Wrong. It was Wildin' Out.
Oh, boo.
Wow.
Boo. They don't cuss on Wildin' Out. They don't cuss on
Wildin'
Out. We
gonna cuss the church, and we gonna open this door. Black last week. Understand me.
Trill. Trill.